answer the last question is. Understand a little bit. All these things can happen. Kerach was a very, very chashuv person. The Rebbe brings from the Zohar that this machlokes not happened. Kerach, just like Aaron, he's the head of the Kohanim, he's the Rosh HaKohanim. So Kerach was destined to be the Rosh HaLevim. He's supposed to be the Aaron HaKohen of the Levi. Which is interesting. No, the whole thing was because of Kinnan. He loses it. And had he done nothing, he would have had Kalkoponim. You understand that a person who, and this is a position that wasn't filled by anybody else after the thing of Kerach, which means there was no one more fitting for that than Kerach. Kerach was fitting for it, Kerach was out, so then that's it. So a chosh of a person, how do you come to what Kerach came to over here? Another place you see such a thing is the Shlok Kodesh brings in our parsha from Darizal that the Seifei Tevis of the word Tzadik, Katomer Yifrach, the end of the words is Kufresh Ches. It's Kerach. Tzadik, Katomer Yifrach is Kerach. It's the Seifei Tevis, he says, we dash the fact that it's at the end of the world, meaning at the Seif of the whole Maisa, when it comes back, Losit Lovoi, Kerach is Taka going to be back to Chshivusa. Balkoponim, that means on Kerach be'etzim, on the mensch Kerach, one could say tzadik katom yifroch. Kerach was roy to be the Aaron HaKohen of Shevet Levi. So how does Kerach come to this kinnah and everything that comes after the kinnah? So the Kutei Arim, they bring from the Ksavim of the Sfasemes that he brought from the Kutei Arim and a very interesting you say, and we'll elaborate on that first on a pashtut level and then on a deeper level. He brings that the Iker Inyan of Kerach, says the Chiddush HaRim, Kerach meant to be Mekadosh Shem Shammai. Just Kerach thought that he could be Mekadosh Shem Shammai, not as this. How is one Mekadosh Shem Shammai? How is Klal Yisrael meant to be Mekadosh Shem Shammai? There's a klal of klal Yisrael. Every person has their function in their klal, and it's one functioning unit. It's like one goof, right? It's a very well-oiled and operating machine that every part plays its role, and all together they do that. Kerach was under the impression that he could do it himself, that he could be marba kedusha, he could be mekadesh shem shamayim, everything on his own. Not as he could be Mekadosh Shem Shamayim as an individual. And that was his toes. And that was where his toes was. He says, it means like this. It means Kerach thought, Iker Inyan Kerach Hoya, says the Chiddush HaRim, as Vasem is B'Shem the Chiddush HaRim, Sheyiye Kol Odom Bifnei Atzmai. Every person, Mekadosh Shem Shamayim, but Bifnei Atzmai. Ulam Be'emes, but the reality of it is that it's not like that. Hashem Yisborach Roitze, Sheyiyu Kol Yisrael Echod. That all of Kol Yisrael should be one unit. Dveikim Berabom. This is a Yisoid Godel that in the Melech, in I guess in a Rebbe, in a Manig, that the Manig is Kol the Koiches of the whole Zibur. Everybody, their Yoinik, their Koiches from the Manig. Hashem Yisborach Roitze Kol Yisrael Yiyu Dveikim Berabom. V'loy Sheyiyu Kol Echad Mekoyer LaHakdusha Bifnei Atzma. Rak Harav Boker LaHakdusha V'Heim Dveikim. And they're all coming from that Kedusha. And the fact that the Rav is Koyer all of them, that's Ma'ached all of them into one unit. V'zeh Inyan Mashakosov V'Zayir HaKadosh. Here he quotes parts of Zayir which we'll see more in detail soon. Ki Kerach Cholok Al HaSholom. Kerach was chaylik and shalom. What means chaylik and shalom? What does that mean? So he explains ki inyan Yisrael nikra shalom, because Klal Yisrael is called shalom. Shalom is one unified, one one chafetz, one bria. Kivin shuikir hamechuvin shebechol abria shal zeh seiviv hakoil v'hu mashlim hakoil v'hashlomas. The hashlama of Klal Yisrael is shalom. Kain b'nei Yisrael is all kolma mechuvin lavoidas Hashem Yisburach together. V'koyrach sherotza sheyie kolechot b'fnei atzma kefi avoidoso yasen nachas ruach Hashem Yisburach. Tell you what, each person is an individual. You'll work hard and you'll think and you'll be massive levels in kedusha. Hu hepech inyan hashalom. V'zeh shekosov isha yosher b'ein av yasen. When we say that normally Al Tiyu, whatever it is, Isha Yosher Be'enav Yasa, we take it to mean that Yosher Be'enav is not a good thing. He says, no, Isha Yosher Be'enav Nasa, that's spoken of derogatorily, is not doing a bad thing. That's Pasha, it's no good. Now, even for Kedusha, Ishkola Yosher Be'enav Yasa, if every person is their own entity and they're doing it, just they themselves can do it independently, that's it. Zeina Kavana Dafka Lerachas V'Sholem. That's not the inyan of the klal of Klal Yisrael. So that's the aside. Klal Yisrael is one unit. Klal Yisrael is, we are all parts of one bria of Klal Yisrael. We're Mekadosh Shem Shemayim in that Klal Yisrael. The Yisoid of Kairach, and we'll see how that Yisoid develops into what happened. The Yisoid of Kairach is, I can do it myself. I can be do it on my individual. I saw brought down that from the Kotzker, that the Kotzker says that Kairach thought, Kairach, what he was doing at his level, on the Duchen, whatever he was doing in his job as a Levi, he felt that he had tremendous, you know, his alus and kedusha, and the tremendous, he was getting to a very high madrega, and he mistakenly thought that if he would be in the heichal, if he would be in the kodesh kadoshim, if he would be doing what the kohen gadol does, he could be masig even higher and higher madregas, and it was that sheifa to madregas that was what Kairach wanted. It's with this idea of the Chusherim that he thought he could have this. So the Kotzker, what was his mistake? His mistake was he didn't realize that his whole having this miles of Kedusha he was having was all not, he could do it himself, and Memela, had he been B'mkayim Aron HaKayim, he would have more. The whole thing that he's having is only because of Aron HaKayim. Because there's an Aron HaKayim who's the Kohen Gadol Me'echov, and he's koilel everything, and he's koilel, and that kedusha from Aaron HaKohen is disseminated, and that enables the part of that klal that the klal functions better, so it pulls up every part of the klal. So it's not that you could do it yourself; it's what you have is dafka because of him. So I thought, just to go off on a tangent for a second, you have later in the parasha, you have the matzis, right? The parach mata Aaron. So what's this whole? Okay, we understand. Somebody for the Abish to show the Abish to one time. What's the idea? Why does it manifest itself? This simon of the Ma'il of Aaron HaKohen in Parach Matar. In Parach Matar. So he says, what happened here? You take something naturally. What's its koach of koachim growth? The thing is in the ground, and through the ground it has a koach hatzmich. Right? It has a koach to grow. Just take a branch, take a mata, and put it there. It has no koach to grow. There's no independent guy in the group. So what's the test of, what does Parach Mata Aaron mean? Parach Mata Aaron means that the Mata of Aaron does have its had a kayach, that even though it's not connected to another source of growth, it grew, right? It's Parach Mata Aaron. How'd that happen? It's showing that everybody else's chiyas, the chiyas of all the other matas, needs a chiyas to make them grow. They're not independent, they're getting it from somewhere. Aaron HaKohen was the makar of it. It was coming through Aaron HaKohen. Aaron HaKohen had this kayach. The kedusha of that a kayach felt in what he was doing, the kedusha that anyone felt in what they were doing, that was all an outgrowth of the kedusha of Aaron HaKohen. It started with the kedusha of Aaron HaKohen. That's Parach Matar. It has its own independence of growth. Everything else is only subservient. Everything else is only getting it from that. But I'll call upon him. Back to the Yisoid, that Aaron HaKohen thought, Kairach thought, I could attain a higher level of Kedusha, I could do that, I could do it on my own. How does that develop? into what happens. There's a Pashto Cheshbon. I'm Pashto Cheshbon. I know a person's arm isn't jealous of his leg or of the brain or of anything else. If you're part of one entity, so whatever is that entity, whatever is functioning for the klal, right? You're fortunate to have that person, that chelik of them. You know, a car is fortunate to have a motor because otherwise it wouldn't run. A car is fortunate to have wheels because otherwise, with the strongest motor in the world, it ain't going anywhere, right? Having a steering wheel, every piece of it is essential for the operation of the whole thing. So one, there's no mokum for kinder. One is jealous of the other one. They all comprise one unit. So when they all comprises your one unit, there's no me against him. There's one thing. There's this bria called us. There's this bria called Klal Yisrael. Then there's no mokum for kinyan. Where's the Pesach, which opens up the greased slide for kinyan and for what happens with that? That's Kairach Ba'adosai. What did Kairach say? Kairach says, no, I can do it myself. So I'm not functioning as a part of a klal. I can do it. Everybody can do it. That's the politics of it, so you get everybody to follow you, right? It's not just me, I can do it. Everybody can do it. Everybody can do it. So now it's what? I'm attaining the level of Kedusha. The Avodah I'm doing is as an individual. I'm doing it myself. Now if it's myself, I'm doing it as an individual. So now one second, I'm getting to this level. I see Yen is getting to a higher level. Now it's me against him. Once you're looking at it as an individual basis, we're not working all as part of a klal, so it's me against him. Here's where the Mokum of Kairach. You look, Aaron HaKoyen gets what Aaron HaKoyen gets, the Nasi gets what the Nasi gets, and here's Kairach who didn't get anything. And here's Kairach who didn't get anything. If you would realize that it's all part of the klal and it's fakert, because the other parts of the klal are working, that's lifting you up also, which was the kotzker, that Aaron, that his whole thing is coming from him, then there's no welcome for kinna. Then there's no welcome for kinna. The holy aside is one thing, even if the kavana was, I could be mekadosh shem shamayim. Think of how, if I myself would did this, how much I could be mekadosh shem shamayim. You yourself, each man for himself, so then you're going to look over your shoulder at the next guy, then it's a competition, that opens up the kinna. Once kinna, then everything's gone. That's the story of Kairach. Kairach, the Targum says, what's Kairach? Vayikach Kairach. So the Targum touches up, Rashi brings it, explains it, Ve'ispalig Kairach. He separated himself. You're no longer part of a klal. You're no longer part of a klal. That inevitably will bring to machadev. That'll bring to kinna, which will bring to machlekes, which will bring to everything else. The yisoid of the ma'isa of Kairach was this. The whole thing developed from one thing. Ispalig. Kairach separated himself from the klal. Kairach is an individual. He's not functioning as part of a klal. So then, even if there's kavanas start out being l'shem shemayim, there's no chilek. There's no nafkamina. Rashi says, "Ispalik." He brings the targum with that. Ispalik kairach lahachzik v'machleikus. It's very interesting. Loshon lahachzik v'machleikus. To start a machleikus, to make a machleikus, was lahachzik v'machleikus. Lahachzik v'machleikus means to put himself in a matzav where it's going to inevitably lead to machleikus. That's what lahachzik. Once it's ispalik, once it's each one on his own, and you're doing it. So then it's you against him, you're doing more, he's doing more, if he's doing more, there's kinna, and then that is inevitably, there's no other way, it will definitely lead to machlokes. So that's how even a kairach, who's tzaddik hatomer yifrach, even a kairach, and the irony of it is that had he functioned as a klal, his role as part of that klal was a very chashuva role, he would have been the Aaron HaKohen of Shevet Levi. Right, Getty. He would have been the Aaron HaKohen of Shevet Levi had it not been for the kinna, right? So in his case, which points out to us very glaringly, right, that this whole thing of the individual and the glaring, you think it because of the kinna what he has. If you wouldn't have had that, you would have had what it is that you wanted to get because of your kinna. You would have had it, and kinna's mafsid everything. That's the simple level of it. The same thing. Has a deeper level. So he alluded to the Zohar, the the Chedorim, but I'd like to see this. I just go through the whole Lashon over here. It's something that, while we have no Asagas in the Eimek of these things, but even on a simple level, I think it does give us an insight. Kairach Ozil b'machloikas. Kairach, want to machloik? Ozil b'machloikas. My machloikas. What is machloikas? Plukta. What's plukta mean? It doesn't mean a fight necessarily. Plukta de le'ela v'sata. Plukta de le'ela v'sata. What does le'ela v'sata mean? There's an olam ha'elyon and there's olam present. The Rabbeinu Shel Olam, the Rabbeinu Shel Olam is echad. Right? The Rabbeinu Shel Olam is the, everything that the Rabbeinu Shel Olam creates is one. It's unified. It's all. Everything fits in. There's no parts. It's everything is one shleimus. Right? That's the idea of shleimus. So by the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, everything is shleimus. How it metamorphosizes when it comes down through Olamos till it gets to our physical world, which is a bunch of steps, a bunch of steps, which is called Tzimtzum of Olamos, until you get to the physical world. So by us, there's this part, there's components, there's different things. We see things as individual things. And the Tachlis of the Bria is in the lingo of the Zohar, that to be Mechaber the two Olamos. What does that mean? To in this world show that everything is from the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, and even though it's hidden by the Gashmias Dika world, from within that Gashmias Dika world, show that everything is Rasam Hashem and everything is one, thereby unifying the two worlds. Okay? That's the beginning. Plukta de le'ela v'sata. What's the plukta? It divides. Right? It divides. A division. It makes a hefsek. It short circuits the connection between the Elyon and the Tachton. Why? Because once there's a divide and you go as an individual, so then that's a steer to the whole entity of Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael in its higher form, which we spoke about once, is called Klal Yisrael. The desired Klal Yisrael of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam's Machshava in the Bria of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam is one entity of Klal Yisrael. We are all separate. We have to show everything and become that one entity. The Ato Echad and Shimcha Echad is connected with the Am Goy Echad Ba'aretz, which is also evident of the Achdus of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. The person who comes and is Ispalig, the person who comes and makes a Machlekes and separates himself from that, so what is he doing? He's Be'etzim separating, severing the Kesher between these two Olamas. You're showing in this world everything is parts, everything is individuals, and it's not one Shleimus. So it's not one thing working harmoniously, one thing in Shlema. So you're making a hefsek. So now this is what now we can understand what it says. Also the machlekes, my machlekes, plukta de le'ela v'sata. Right? Divide them. Uman de boy le'iflega tikuna de alma. And one who wants to argue, to separate from the tikkun of the world, from the Shlema, the connection, what happens to him? Yis'abed mekule alma. He'll be destroyed from all Olamos. He has no shaykhus anymore because the whole tachlis was to make the ichud. And then he says, "Machlekes is plukta de shalom. It's against shalom. It's like fighting with shalom. Uman de poling al shalom." And someone that's the plukta de shalom is the part that he brought before kairukus chaylik al shalom. And then he goes on to Zohar. Uman de poling al shalom. Polig al shmo de kuch de kedisha is chaylik on the shem of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam begin because the shmo kedisha shalom, the shame of the Eibush, their shalom is shmoi shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Tochazi, so the Zohar says, come, I'll show you. Less al makayim el al shalom. The whole world exists only kli machzik bracha, only with shalom. Kad bora kuch rebichu alma. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, we'll see what this means soon, Lo yochel iskaima, it couldn't have existed, ad the osav ashara alei of Sholem. When it came Sholem, Umayhu, we'll touch this up very well later, Umayhu, and where is the Sholem that made the Shlemus of the Bria? Shabbos. The Shabbos is Iyu Shalma de Eloi v'satoi. That's the Shlemus, the Sholem, the completeness and harmonious functioning of the Elyonim and the Tachtonim combined. And because of that, through that is Kayam Alma. Through that the world had a key. Umam de Polik Alein, whoever argues on that is Messiah, is never from the world. So where the thing here? So what does it mean? The world, the idea is to make everything the echad of the Rabbeinu Shalal. This world is also, everything is one unit, each one with its role, each one with its function, one well-oiled machine called Tolius Gnesis Yisrael. The one who comes to make a machlekes, he's separating, he's saying there's yechidim here, it's not one thing. One thing, so then that doesn't exist, because anything that exists is only because of Ratzon Hashem. Ratzon Hashem is echad. So that's Nis'abed Mikol Olam. That's the danger of separating a machlekes. What does it mean, polig ha-sholem? Sholem means the harmonious working of the whole world. Right? So you're coming and you're arguing, you are going head on against that by saying you're an individual. It doesn't mean that we're all clones and everybody has to be like everybody. But whatever it is that you're doing, it's as part of your unique function, is as part of the klal. The second it's you yourself, that destroys everything. You're chaylik on sholem. And what is sholem? Sholem is shmoy shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What does that mean? That doesn't mean how you look up to the Rabbeinu Shalom, the telephone book. Right on the sholem. The shemus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I mean, we have no musig in what the mitzvah is of the Rabbeinu Shalom. Shemus of the Rabbeinu Shalom are just the terms that are used to describe the gilui of what we see of the Hanhaga of the Rabbeinu Shalom in the world. Right? So what we see is Shalom, and that everything is Lamilosh Shleimus, everything is Shalom. It's called, everything is Shalom. It's called the Tekune Alma, the Tikun, the Takin. And if it's something, this Takin means it's something that works. Right? The whole machine, it's a whole unit that works. The tikkune means it works, it's fixed. That's Shabbos. And then the desire went on to tell us, that's Sholem. Shmoy Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the world had no kiyum until Sholem. Until Sholem. What's Sholem? Ihi Shabbos. And then he says, and the one who's arguing, what a Baal Machlek is arguing on Shabbos too. He's going head on against Shabbos also. So let's explain what the Shabbos aspect of it is. What the Shabbos aspect of it is. There's the Targum Onkelus, in Parshas Breishis, and every one of the Sheishes Yimei Breishis says Vayara Lekim, the Torah says. So the Targum, innocuously, and like, you know, nothing, no big deal, says Vayara Lekim, Chozer Rebishter Kitav. Okay, so we now know. Great discovery that the Targum of Toiv is Tav. Okay, fine. So when it says in the end, after the end of the Bria, right before, after the Sheshes and Embrashes going into Shabbos, there it says the Eibishter saw Ki Toiv Me'oid. Okay, so I'll give you a hint. Me'oid in the Lashon of Targum is Lachada. Okay, Lachada. Me'oid means singularly, it's exceptionally. Lachada comes Lashon of Chada. Lachada. So what should the Targum of Toiv Ma'ayin be? We know now, we know from before, from all the other days, that Toiv is Tav, so it should be Tav Lachada. The Targum is Takin Lachada. The Targum changes. It says Tav, every day is Tav, Toiv, Toiv, Toiv. All of a sudden, when after the Sheshes Migrations, going into Shabbos, it says Toiv Ma'ayin. So not only is Ma'oid added, but the Targum of Toiv is no longer Tav. The Targum of Toiv is Takin. The Targum of Toiv is Takin. Mustav Shat. Everything that was created in this is the Eimek of Desire. Everything that was created in the Bria, at the Mokers Lachayrut Desire. Everything that was created in the Bria on the first day, what you had was pieces of the Bria. They didn't come together to be one harmonious complete unit until the end. Everything is pieces. So it's pieces. Each one is good. Each one has a function. Each one can do something, right? But it's not takin. It's not one cohesive, well-oiled, functioning unit. Right? Only when it's all done and you're going into Shabbos, then it goes from being merely tav to being takin, to being complete. It's a complete functioning entity. That's the world of Klal Yisrael is meant to be one complete functioning entity. There are chagav, another place, is the third place, which is not again now. There's another place there, Parshas Bereishis, where you have the same toiv meaning takin, and there you see it means exactly the same thing. When it says by Adam Arisha, Lei toiv heyesa Adam levadai, so the Targum says, Lei takin heyesa Adam levadai. It doesn't say Lei tav. Why? Same thing. Because as an individual, the person levadai, you can do a lot of things. Right? But you're not complete. You're not complete. So tav it could be. You can't say loy tav. There are a lot of good things. Yeah. But it's not complete. It's not a functioning unit, complete unit. That's loy takin. Without the SLAs or connect, it's loy takin. The person. But tav it definitely is. So that's takin. So only in Sheshis and Mebreshis, after Tzeis and Mebreshis, going into Shabbos, the Eivishter completed the Asiya of this whole one unit, which is meant to be one unit. And what's Shabbos? Shabbos is the Shvisa from making it, and the just sitting back and here, oh, look at the world. Look at this. This is the Eivishter's one Bria. That's what Shabbos is. I mean, that's what Shabbos is Shalom. It's called Shabbos is Shalom. You think Shabbat Shalom came from nowhere? It's not some Zionist made it up. What do you call it? The Zohar says Shabbos is Shalom. What does that mean? What does Shabbos connote? Shabbos connotes the completeness of the world, that it's all takin lachad lachada, the takin lachada, the world, that it's all takin, it's all, this is how it's meant to be. This is the Bria, that they're going, the world had no kiyum unless it was the whole functioning machine with all the parts operating properly. When did it become this machine with all the parts? When was the switch turned on that all the machine, you created everything, and when does it function properly? And you just watch back and watch it function, sit back and watch it function? That's Shabbos. That's why Shabbos is Shalom. Shabbos, and that's the shame of HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shalom, because everything is echoed by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's what Shabbos is also. That's the emphasis. That's the emphasis on, in the Tefillah of Shabbos. Ato Echad, Shimcha Echad, Mikam Kiswal, Goy Echad, Boaretz. So the emphasis of Echad on Shabbos, because it's all that takin. And that was the Zohar, that the Zohar was saying that the person who is the Eibush, the idea of the world is L'takin, L'tekune, El Yoyna, M'tachtoyna. What does that mean? It's all meant to be one functioning Bria, the El Yoyna, M'tachtoyna together. And the person who comes with Machlis, the Yoyna, where we start. The person who comes with machlokes to separate himself and to be an individual, and to be an individual, that person is defying the entire tachlis and the entire identity of what the world is supposed to be. Is supposed to be. So Koyrech was polig ala Shabbos, polig ala Shalom, and polig ala Kodesh Baruch Hu. It goes against the nature of the Eibishter's Bria. The Eibishter wanted it this way, you're doing differently. The Eibishter, it's all one oil of Shleimus. This is anti-Shalom. The kiyum of the world is that it's one functioning entity. Otherwise, it's just pieces. Pieces don't work. Pieces break down. And Shabbos is that. And Shabbos is that. That's what we can learn from this parsha. That means that someone of Korach, Tzadik Katomar Yifrach, that he could be the Aron HaKohen of Shevet Levi. The second, machlekes is a dangerous thing. Machlekes, even a machlekes, just the begin. The first step is, I can do it myself. I can do it myself. There's no rov, there's no somebody that I'm getting it for, and it's ma'achidas as a klal. Right? That's ma'achidas as a klal. It's each person is as individual. A person is an individual with all the kedusha. It leads to kidna, it leads to kfira, it leads to ma'abed kol olamos. Abed Kali Lomas. That's how much a person, how vital a person has to be marchik from machlekes. And another thing we take from this, and from the Zohar and from Shabbos, is that we have it in order to be marchik misrachik from machlekes. We have a weekly reset. We have a weekly possibility to be mischazik in that. That's called Shabbos Kodesh. A person understands what Shabbos is, that Shabbos is the coming together, everything, forget about the Yemei HaMaisa, which lend the person to think, I did this, I accomplished that. Everything on Shabbos, there's no I didn't do anything, it's all the Rebbeinu Shalom. It's all the Rebbeinu Shalom. You come to that Havana in Shabbos, You can take it and be mischazik in the ichud of the Ribbono Shel Olam, and memela of our identity as a bria of the Ribbono Shel Olam, the dachlis of which was to be goy echod ba'aretz, the achdus to be ba'achad the lamas, to be misakad the lamas, that they should all function harmoniously.